that's not you. Blowing kisses out the door. That's not our life. It's a couple we used to know. 'Cause we
slowing it out here on a local music Thursday.
You know, I gotta set the mood.
Gary Sharp Show.
This is the first CD that we got, like physical CD we got in.
So oh, really?
Yeah. Mark Miller sent it in with a nice little message on the back. He's got two songs, and this is We Ain't Us Anymore. And there's another song called Buttercup that he's like, oh, DB would like that, since that's one of his favorite words. But this one's called We Ain't Us. Hey, Mark, I appreciate the CD. It's in my office, and as we're playing musical offices, it will be in my new office as well.
Oh, nice.
Appreciate you, Mark.
Yeah. Nice work, Mark. Mark got a YouTube page?
I don't think so. I think that's why he sent the CD in.
Oh, gotcha. I wish you'd set up everybody's, like, when you do this after the show.
Yeah.
Tag everybody's, like, YouTube page in there, too.
Ooh, that's actually a good idea.
Twitter handles and all that. All the social media. Kent sarcastically is saying, to paraphrase verse, I don't know what the problem is here. Porus was a workhorse. If you owned a horse, see, it could totally be plausible. There you go. I took that literally. Yeah, that's a bad deal. There's a system out there, everybody's going to try to get it. And these fellas did, and they got caught. Had one of my former teammates just text me and say that you must have had a different interaction with C-Buck. That dude was always out there. Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
Yeah, still, though. Make good choices. It's not that hard. It really isn't. It's not that difficult. Ugh. But anyway, Georgia, you said you had an email question that you want to get to. Do you still have that one?
I sure do.
I hit.
Alrighty. This email is coming from Michael. Michael's a big Minnesota guy. Twins, Timberwolves.
Vikings?
Probably.
Okay. So we can commonly both not like Michael.
Yes.
Okay.
But he said, hey guys, I was just wondering what the Minnesota Timberwolves can do to turn their season around. They are currently on a 6-game losing streak. How can they turn it around to make the playoffs, or do they need to make a big trade during the season? Mike, here's what I'll say. I've had to take a step back a little bit. The Timberwolves aren't there yet. They're not a playoff team. They've got good pieces in regards to Andrew Wiggins. They've got Karl Anthony Towns, who is a special player. Everybody else, though, very average. I even put Andrew Wiggins in that category last year, but Andrew Wiggins is out clearly to prove something. But maybe it's time to pull that trigger on a big trade. Maybe now that Andrew Wiggins is actually pulling his weight, you could package him in a deal. Now, who are you trading for? That I don't know. Mm-hmm. That I don't know. I don't see there's being any one player that you can get in a Wiggins trade. Maybe you could get a first-round draft pick. I doubt it for Wiggins, but I don't see there being one player to be brought into Minnesota to really change the outlook on their season. I think they six straight losses is tough, but I think this season is going to be a whole lot of that. Karl Anthony Towns is a dude, though. And in Philadelphia, they trusted the process with Joel Embiid. I'm not going to sit up here and say that the Minnesota Timberwolves have the assets that you can trust the process with. I don't think Cat will be there too much longer, to be honest with you.
He's gone?
I think if they don't trade him, he's walking. I don't think he signs back with them.
Yeah, but he loved it so much there.
Yeah, he loved it so much there, but winning is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he clearly wants to win. I know how important it was for them to make the playoffs. He really wants to make the playoffs. He wants to be playing later in May. But that team just doesn't have it right now. They just do not have it right now, and they don't have the players right now. And I don't think Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns are going to be those players for you in the future to get the job done. So to answer your question, they need to make a big trade during the season. For who? I don't know.
That's the thing. Why do we, as a group of people, as whatever, why do we get so, like Nathan MacKinnon, right? Nathan MacKinnon plays hockey for the Avalanche. Good friends with Sid Crosby. Sid Crosby, off the ice, has done more for the Pittsburgh Penguins than he has on the ice. Taking less money, making sure that they have, you know, that you can keep Geno Malkin there, and you can keep all these parts and pieces, you know, Jakey Gensel and everybody happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, taking less money works when everybody takes less money. We all kind of say this. So MacKinnon made the statement. He's like, I want to take less because I don't want to go somewhere else and win. I want to win with these guys.
Right.
Now, in the NBA, it's different because the monies are just, it's crazy money. Crazy, crazy money. But with that, you're so much of your success is maybe out of your hands is maybe a better statement. Like, even though I'm not a huge NBA guy, I don't really like the NBA. I would be fascinated to spend a week with an NBA organization.
Oh, me too.
Just to see, I want to see I want to go through a practice.
Yes.
And I think to get both ends of the spectrum, you have to go through like a Popovich-led practice, which even though the Spurs aren't playing very well right now, and a, you know, insert other guy's name here practice. Like go up and watch a practice with somebody that's terrible. To see the two ends of the spectrum. Because I'm guessing in one room, and I'm using the Spurs of the past, in one practice is going to be super detail-oriented. It's going to be a lot of respect back and forth from a player to the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I need you to be here. Player's like, well, I think we can do better here. Okay, great. Let's try it out, see what happens. If that works, good, go with it.
Right.
In the other instance of a team that's terrible, we'll just say since we're using a span of time, Brooklyn's been pretty bad for a while. Correct?
Yes, with the exception of last year.
Correct.
But yes.
But if I'm the Spurs, who are not as good now,
mm-hmm.
and the Nets, who are better now,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking their longer history, like their 5-10-year span of each.
Definitely, man.
That practice is going to be completely different. It's not going to be, to me, it's not, and this is my perception, it's not going to be as disciplined. It's not going to be as precise. Phil's going to be a lot more screwing around. Like, those things can get into an organization real quick. So with Minnesota, I never understand Minnesota, and I don't think organizations are jinxed or cursed. But for Carl Anthony, who came out and said, yeah, I want to be here. I'm not wrong in that. He said he wanted to be there for a long time, yada, yada, yada. Those aren't always set in stone. Like, that's a moving thing. And you almost, as an athlete now in today's society, have to say, I want to be here as long as everybody else is on board. But if I feel they're not on board, then I'm going to explore my options because I know my window to succeed here at a high level is finite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair because when we hear people say those things, like MacKinnon says it, Sid says it, everybody's like, oh, God, these guys are great. They want to be here forever. The key pieces that we often overlook, we don't go to the rest of the statement.
Mm.
If everybody else plays ball, right? If everybody else is willing to do this.
Right.
Like, if I'm the best in the league and I'm taking less, but then I got some, you know, plug defenseman, it's like, well, I'm getting paid, Sid. Thanks, bud. Appreciate you. Thanks for leaving me some on the table there, boss. Always good. I'm not saying the money as much as everything else that goes into it in the NBA. Because we talked about it yesterday with Shanley. Zeke got paid. Zeke looks different now. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's actually on the field.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? Like, money will change you. Carl Anthony Towns made a statement, said, yeah, I won't be here forever. We're going to do X, Y, and Z. This will be great. Yada, yada, yada. And now the result isn't hitting on the court. So now are you back to coaching change? Are you back to GM change? Do you need to get different parts and pieces in there? Before you know it, you've been in a spot for 15 years, and you got nothing to show for it.
Bingo.
So that's why for me, when it's honestly kind of even to tie it back into home, when a lot of these statements come out from Lincoln, I'm like, yeah, I got it. You know, I understand. But until that other piece comes, because you will change, I will change, and I don't want my perception to change of you. I think Carl Anthony Towns had the best in mind of that. I personally think he just needs to take that role of like looking at some of these guys on his teams like, hey, whenever you want to just start being you and being the player that they drafted to come play here and the player that they're paying to be here, that'd be great. Because that's what I'm doing. If you could do that with me, fantastic. I think we could be real good. But you're over here tricking around, and it's making me, it's taking years off my career.
Yeah. And
like, that's this whole process thing in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. It drives me absolutely crazy.
I mean, they said trust the process, and mm-hmm. now they're one of the elite teams in the league.
But though, with what to show for it? You made it to the playoffs, but you haven't gone, like, your wagon is hitched to certain guys that I'm in agreement with Shaq.
Yes.
Joel Embiid needs to play and just be quiet.
Okay.
I know that's not his game.
I will agree with that.
But just play.
I agree with that.
Like, let me talk about you instead of you having to talk about you.
Let your game do the talking
exactly.
For you. That, I will agree with that. But they are a Kawhi Leonard bounce off. what did Michael call it? A four-bouncer away from the Eastern mm-hmm. Conference Finals last year.
Agree.
And they very well could have.
But that four-bouncer went in.
Yeah, it did.
Like, that's the reality of it.
Yes.
Like, I love the thing if I was 2 inches taller and, you know, whatever, my life would have changed drastically, but it didn't, and I wasn't.
Right.
So this is what we are.
Yeah. So I'll agree with you on that. I'm with you there.
And where are the Sixers now? Are they in third place in the East?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people's picked to come out of the East, but I don't know how people are looking past Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Did they lose with the Giants on the bench? I didn't
nope.
No, they won?
Nope, they put up a W.
Oh, is that good?
Yep, pretty convincing, too.
One of the top five in the league didn't play, and you still won?
Yep. I mean, granted, they played the New Orleans Pelicans.
Don't care.
Hey, I'm with you there.
You're still winning.
Yeah.
Without your best dude.
And they looked good, too. It wasn't like a close game. No,
right?
No, they looked good.
Like, that's the sauce right there, though. And I know it's the Pelicans. One game.
Right.
Thank God I didn't bet that because I got busy and I was going to bet the Pelicans to win. So, dude, score one for me. No bet is a good bet. Having said that. But, yeah, that dynamic of it, like, I mean, I respect the statement.
Right.
But you almost nowadays have to throw in that disclaimer. Pending success on the court.
Yes.
And I think, like, it was an interesting statement for somebody with Cook. They were talking about Cook. James says, don't mean to go all volleyball guy on you, but as Coach Cook said after the last time in Wisconsin, sometimes you just play a better team. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin has been together for 3 years. It's a big deal. It's going to be tough to beat them. Honest assessment of that. I know I'm switching over to college to pro now. People are scared to be honest. Because I don't think it's hurt feelings. I think it's how people are initially going to handle the truth. Right?
Right.
How are they going to take this if I'm just bluntly honest with them? Like, we look at guys like Kobe, and you hear the stories of, yeah, Kobe would just tell you, like, you're S. Like, you're bad. You need to be better or you will be gone. MJ, you know, actively trying to fight guys, fight guys in practice. Like,
yo.
Oh, you want a hard screen? How about I dot you on the nose?
Right.
Like, we'll see what you think about that. Like, guys that want to elevate your level. Carl Anthony Towns is a guy like, and I know I'm going on a big Minnesota basketball rant here, but I think this talks to just sports in general.
No, yeah.
Brady has an expectation of the receiver now in that game where he's given the clip. You got to be more agile and faster and more explosive.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. All three things I can't change right now is I'm sitting here on the bench and we're not winning. His expectation of it, his desire to be held to the same accountability. We've all heard the story. Belichick picks on him more than anybody.
Yeah.
Guy's never been the player of the game. In New England.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now that could have changed. But that was a big talking point. Now, is that some mental warfare? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, professional coach, last league I want to coach in, NBA.
Mm.
100%.
Man.
Because you got, like, we always like to draw that correlation, like, oh, did they play? Well, even if I played, I'm not 7'2" and have a 42-inch vertical jump and can 360 windmill dunk from the free throw line. Like me telling those guys, hey, let's do this.
Right.
It's going to go in one ear and out the other. But, yeah, keeping those things, when guys say that, it's maybe I'm older. Just keeping them in context. Or throw everybody, when you make that statement, throw the caveat in. I'm happy to stay here forever if we're winning. Or if my teammates are pulling their own weight. Maybe a better way to say it.
That, you know, that Anthony Davis could have said it. He probably would have not got so much heat.
Yeah, truth. He'd be like, yeah, we're not winning here. I want to win.
Yeah, I've been here.
We've tried.
7 years.
I've given 7 years.
Yep.
You can call it a fault of ownership. You can call it a fault of whatever, mm-hmm. coaching. That's fine. I've given you everything I got.
Yeah.
Now I got to go win.
And you're not helping me out.
So. Right. Yeah. So I think that becomes more fair. It's amazing how you change and look at things different when you get older. But, hey, that's the way it goes. We are buzzing along here. Two down, two to go on the Gary Sharp Show, 1620 The Zone.